Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live from Studio A with Mark Olson, Victoria Williams, and the Creek Dippers. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. They perform tonight at Little Brothers. We'll give some tickets away in just a little bit, and we're going to hear one song and come back and ask about two new albums that you both have out and see what's going on there. What's this first one you're going to do?
Still We Have a Friend in You.
Boat sails, we won't be there to recognize. At a tender age, we've left behind. Still, we have a friend in you. Then keep your sweet eyes. Love. The darkest things you cross our minds off of. Still, we have a friend in you. There's many things we lost back in our forgetting you. Our ways that cost so much. Broken clocks that just won't move. Our pocket change is all used up. Still, we have a friend in you. There's many things we lost back in our forgetting. Our ways that cost so much. Our broken clocks that just won't move.
Friend in You. That's off the new one, December's Child, from Mark Olson's new release. It's on Dual Tone. Mark Olson, Victoria Williams, and the Creek Dippers live from Studio A. They perform tonight at Little Brothers. We're going to give a pair of tickets away right now for caller number 5-8219-223. That's off the new one, December's Child. And I know that there's a couple other songs, at least that I'm aware of, Climb These Steps and Atlas song about personal Atlas, about a woman that you know from Joshua Tree, where and a lot of these, or I'm not sure if the whole album is themed around personal experiences or people that you know. Is the whole album like
that? It's kind of, yeah, definitely.
And can you talk a little bit about the woman at Joshua Tree and what that song?
Well, Alta lived a long life where it was plenty of struggles. She was traded when she was 13 for a set of linoleum floors to a man. She was very unhappy with him, but she had his child. Then she moved on and then went through a string of other men having babies and leaving them all over the country. But then she straightened up. She was on drugs and stuff during this time. And out in Joshua Tree, she straightened up and she had her 20 years. And then she started taking people into her home, which was a series of trailers out on her lot, and helping people get sober and off of different drugs and stuff. And she also had a great thrift store that she, and she was just kind of, she was a great encourager of people. That's the thing about Alta. That's what everybody loved her so. She cared about every individual. And before she died, she got to meet all of the kids that she left. On her deathbed was the one daughter she had. She had seven kids that she'd left in different places in the country. Before she died, she met her last daughter. But we all felt kind of, she treated us like her kids, though.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful song on the new album, December's Child, which was recorded in Mississippi as opposed to your own studio that the other Creek Dipper albums have been. Why is that? Why was it not recorded at your
own
studio?
We were on tour, and we wanted to go to Memphis. We liked Memphis. We'd stayed there and played there, and it had a nice, relaxing feel. But the studios were too expensive there, so we went down to Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, south of there in the woods. And we just rented the only hotel in town. We rented three rooms and spent all our time at the studio and made the record. It was nice. It was springtime, and it was real fun.
Very nice. And we're live in Studio A, Mark Olson and Victoria Williams, along with the Creek Dippers. Can I ask where the Creek Dippers name came from?
That was from Victoria Raz and I going swimming on tour, you know, taking the time out to go swimming on tour. And we just did that the other day. We went on the Delaware River.
That was a great dip.
And it was
we drive along, we see a creek, and we just say, well, and that was a big creek there.
It takes it really takes the stress off the tour. If I can get in some nice cold water and swim around, it kind of zaps me back.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, can we hear another one?
Do you want to do Cobwebs, Vic?
Everybody,
we're
going to
do
horns,
something off Victoria's new record, Keep Sweeping the Cobwebs
Off.
This
is a very old song from, I believe, the 30s, the Great Depression era. Clouds are grumbling, don't mean the world is tumbling. No need worrying, lose that frown, you'll soon be feeling well. A little home philosophy will help you shake that spell. Take all of your bad times, turn them into your fine. somebody make a melon. Go take all of your frownings, turn them into gay dance. Keep sweeping the cobwebs out of the moon.
Sweeping cobwebs off the moon. It's from Victoria Williams' new album. Sing some old songs, an all-American standard album. Victoria Williams, Mark Olson, and the Creek Dippers live in Studio A again. They perform tonight at Little Brothers. The All-American Standard album. Victoria, I know that maybe, I think it was your mother down in Florida, or you grew up listening to a lot of old songs, or turned you on to, is that where some of these came from?
Yes, that, it was in Louisiana, actually, yes.
Okay, I don't know where I've got Florida.
I learned a lot of old songs, just, you know, hearing it. Louis Armstrong, of course, he was the one who would just stop you in your tracks and just
She likes Louis Armstrong.
Really?
I love you too, Victoria.
I love Louis Armstrong.
Let me see. You guys all live in Joshua Tree?
The three of us here. Dave's from
Ray,
Cincinnati.
Mark and right Vic on. Live in Joshua Tree.
And how long have you guys been there?
7 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Had you traveled there a lot before you had moved? Or
no.
Was it?
Well, I did camp there.
And just fell in love with it and said, hey, that's where I want to...
Well, no, not necessarily.
Really. There was... Land was cheap. And
I got in on a pioneering thing out there. Because it's one of the last places you could homestead was out there.
We got in on some kind of land deal out there, and the next thing you know...
It was worth giving it a go. We got the old pioneering spirit out there.
Do you guys own a coffee shop? Is that
still? No, Ray actually does every Wednesday night at the Beatnik Cafe.
It's a meth lab, actually.
And what about the planting of the tree?
The what?
The trees.
We actually have a small orchard, and we've sold our fruit down at the Joshua Tree Health Food Store, and we bring some out on the road when we can. It's still a couple years away from mass production, but we get enough fruit at home to keep ourselves happy. So,
great. Yeah. It's Mark Olson, Victoria Williams, and the Creek Dippers live from Studio A. The Creek Dippers are in studio. Ray Woods, Joshua Grains, and Dave Wolfenberger. They're touring in support of their two new albums on Dual Tone Records, Sing Some Old Songs and December's Child. And they're going to play one more live for us here in Studio A. And I want to thank you all very much for dropping by and playing
Thanks
live.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. This one's called Eyes Are the Window to Your Soul.
All the time, did they leave you for the day? All the overpasses were across another bear. Were across another bear. Eyes are the window to your soul. What does it show? Thank you.
Thank you.